Guess who's number one?
Guess who's the number one political talk radio on Live 365? You got it, war. Guess who can't stand it? The liberals. This is war. We are America Radio.
My name is Duke Machado, and we are streaming live. It's Monday. I'm not sorry. Monday is my normal night to broadcast. This is kind of a special program. A friend of mine on Facebook today sent me a message. He wanted me to basically do something. He said I needed to get my people to stop this Iran deal. And by my people, I think what he's talking about are Republican friends that I have. And, you know, it really made me think, what is this Iran deal? What is it that that we're really talking about? And, you know, for a lot of reasons, people are worried, people are afraid of this deal, and as they should be. We have the Obama administration and John Kerry working deals on our behalf, thinking that they're doing us a favor. And, you know, the way that I see it, they're not. They're not doing us any favors, and there's a lot at stake. And for many reasons, you know, we're talking about a country that is a sponsor for terrorism. We're talking about a nation of people who despise everything that we stand for as a country. And also, we're talking about a people, a country, who want to destroy anyone who doesn't believe or succumb to Islam. And they are on record for talking about destroying Israel and all the Jews. They hate Jews. They hate Christians. They hate even Muslims who don't believe their version of Islam. And what we're dealing with are people who are hardened and have been on a long journey to get to the point where they could be a threat to the world. They want to dominate the world. They want to spread their version of Islam around the world. And what they're trying to do is bring the world to a boiling point so that with all the turmoil, they can do the things that they want to do. And so tonight, you know, the show, the title of this program is Can Americans Stop the Iran Nuclear Deal? Can we do anything to stop this deal? I mean, we're just regular people who go to work and try to pay our bills and, you know, focus on our children and you know, what can we do? We seem helpless. How do we know who... How do we know whether our future is secure or not? How do we know that this deal is right or wrong? And I can tell you that the only way to know is to have done some research, to have done some reading on your own. I found this document. Of course, you can Google it. You can find the text to the Iran deal. And you're going to see that there's 159 pages of a so-called tentative agreement that nations, European Union, United States, and, you know, they call them the E3, 3+, all these acronyms that they have. But basically, we're talking about leaders and nations of nations around the world who come together to talk to Iran and to put them in check. That's what they're selling to the American people, that this deal is good for us, that we are going to benefit from a more secure nation because of this deal. But when you get into this deal and you start reading the text, you realize that, first of all, we're dealing with people who are willing to lie, have lied in the past, are lying today, lying right now, and will say anything to anyone to get the ability to have a nuclear weapon. What we're talking about is a people, leaders of a nation, who have said that they want to annihilate all people who do not believe or who will not succumb to Islam. And this is why my friend Frazier, I believe, is so upset. I wish that he would call in, and I wish that he and others like him would call in and voice their opinions. The number here is 347-637-1055. 347-637-1055. We've got 45 minutes left in this program, and we're going to get into this deal, and you're going to see how bad this is for the American people. So let's start by understanding what exactly this agreement is. We're all afraid of Iran. That's what this is all about. The rest of the world fears Iran because Iran is telling us what their intentions are. And so you have to believe the things that they say because they act on what they say.
Hey everyone, this is Dan Adams, host of The Political Heat. You're listening to War Radio, the number one political talk radio station on Live 365.
Hi, my name is Wayne Dupree. I am the founder of War Radio. We are America Radio. War Radio is a mix of American patriots dedicated to giving you their honest opinion on today's news, happenings, using facts and a passion. We assassinate liberal lies with documented facts, but we also hold moderate Republicans accountable for not doing their job. If you like our station, share it with your family and friends. Share our message on social media outlets as we try to wake and motivate. Let us be your voice and trust us to always be fair and truthful. We are the number one political talk radio station on Live 365, and like Andrew Breitbart has said in the past, we are the new media.
Basically, what we're talking about here is this Iran deal and why it's so bad, why we are so concerned about this. A lot of people, you know, I'm talking Christians now, those of us in America who still think America is a Christian nation, we see this Iran deal as a threat to Christianity. Yes, it's also a threat to our American sovereignty. It's a threat to us as individuals, giving them the leeway and the opportunity to create nuclear materials is not a good thing for us. Number one, they can't be trusted. They lie. They are holding our American citizens as hostages, prisoners. They do not care about us. They want to destroy us. All of their people are born and raised hating Americans. And we have John Kerry, Secretary of State, man who I look at is basically a traitor to this country. Somehow he gets elected. Somehow he's a senator. Now with President Obama in office, he gets an appointment to be our Secretary of State. John Kerry is an East Coast elitist. He doesn't know what it's like to be an average American citizen. He doesn't know what we go through. He doesn't understand how we think. Yet he's over there in Iran putting us in danger. I don't know how else to say it. He's putting us in danger. Now, this isn't going to make for the most exciting radio, but of the 159 pages, I only got to about page 61. And in those 61 pages, I've seen enough. It kind of reminds me of Obamacare. Obamacare was 10,000 pages. And after I read over 800 pages, I knew what it was all about. I knew that it was not good for the American people. I knew that we did not know what was in this deal. So I'm going to go over a few things, and I'm going to read some highlights from what I picked, from what I gleaned from this so-called deal that Democrats are really excited about. I kind of feel like we've been sold down the river, and we've got to do something to stop it. But here's point number one. When this deal was put together and agreed to, point 23, they got several points, and they have tons of acronyms, and I'll just read the acronyms off. But basically, let me read number 23 here. It says, 8 years after adoption day, or when the IAEA has reached the broader conclusion that all nuclear material in Iran remains in peaceful activities, whichever is earlier, the United States will seek such legislative action as may be appropriate to terminate or modify to effectuate the termination of the sanctions specified in Annex II on the acquisition of nuclear-related commodities and services for nuclear activities. So basically what it's saying is, years after adoption day, which adoption day is when things kick off, so 8 years from that point, or when the IAEA has reached the broader conclusion that the nuclear material in Iran remains in peaceful activities. Okay. What does that mean? Well, the way I see it is, if in 2 years Iran can pull the wool over our eyes or the inspector's eyes, that the United States will seek to lift the sanctions. So we have prisoners in Iran who President Obama would not release. Yet we are making these agreements and basically saying that as soon as they can show us that their material, their nuclear material in Iran, remains in peaceful activities. Well, peaceful activities, who determines what's a peaceful activity? Is there an itemization of peaceful activities? How do we know that all of this nuclear material is going to remain in peaceful activities? You see, this to me is legal talk. It's what allows them to do it. And what President Obama will say, or the Democrats will say, is that, well, you all knew about this. It's in the deal. Of course, nobody reads the deals. So this says 8 years after adoption day, or when this IAEA has reached the conclusion, whichever is earlier. So if they come to the conclusion in 2 years, then 2 years from now, Iran could have sanctions lifted. Now, I don't think that's a good thing. I don't want to lift sanctions on Iran in the kind of term that could be as early as a year, 2 years, 3 years. Iran doesn't deserve to have sanctions lifted. Let's move on to the next comment here. Skipping to number 28. Okay. The E3/EU+3, these are the European Union and the other countries that are involved in this agreement, plus Iran, commit to implement this JCPOA, which is basically the joint operation, in good faith and in a constructive atmosphere based on mutual respect, and to refrain from any action inconsistent with the letter, spirit, and intent of this JCPOA that would undermine its successful implementation. Okay. Going back to the idea that we cannot trust the Iranians. If you know that you can't trust somebody to do something, their word is garbage. They're known for lying. And they think they can lie. And it's okay as long as it is in the benefit of their agenda. So we're talking about people who lie. And we're asking them, according to this agreement here, to operate in good faith and in a constructive atmosphere. So when the leadership in Iran hosts meetings or talks to the people, and they start chanting things about down with America, down with, you know, that they want to kill Americans, they want to destroy America. Is that a constructive atmosphere? Is that based on mutual respect? Are they refraining from any action inconsistent with the letter, spirit, and intent of this agreement? Are they undermining the successful implementation? Bottom line is, we don't care. I mean, John Kerry knows all this, but he doesn't care. How these words are even placed into this agreement is just baloney. You're putting them in the agreement, but they mean nothing. The Iranians look at this and they say, oh, yeah, sure, Yeah, we want to work in good faith. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We want to have a constructive atmosphere. Yes, yes. Of course, mutual respect. Praise Allah. Yes, we're going to refrain from any action inconsistent with the letter, spirit, and intent of the... Please, people. This is why you have Republicans and even Democrats speaking out against this agreement. Because we're getting shafted. It's like there's a saying about poker, gambling. If you're at a poker table and you look around and you can't see the sucker, it's you. And I believe John Kerry looked around and maybe he thought he saw another sucker, but the reality is the United States, unfortunately, is the sucker in this deal. Let me keep going here. This is hard to even read here. Okay, senior government officials of the E3 EU plus three. These are the nations that are behind this agreement. And Iran will make every effort to support the successful implementation, including in their public statements. So when they make public statements that basically talk about destroying our country, are they abiding by this agreement? No, they're not. Are we going to do anything about it? No, we're not. So what good is this document? Number one, it's not ratified, so it's technically not official. But this is what they want to do. They want to implement this document and have it serve as binding agreements between our nations and Iran. Now, we already know the president, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel, warned us. He came to the U.S. He spoke to our Congress. Here's a man who has to live with the threats, the attacks, the missiles, Hamas, all the terrorist organizations, squeezing him out. And who are they all funded by? Iran. You don't think that if Iran has nuclear weapons that they won't use them on Israel? And don't you know that Netanyahu knows this? And yet he sees his supposed number one ally, the United States, go and sell him down the river too, and all the Jewish people? I don't understand. Why are we even doing this deal? Where's the pressure? What pressure do we have on us? You know, Donald Trump is in the news a lot. He's in the news. He makes deals. He does deals where he wins. And I can tell you that he's probably looking at this deal and saying, horrible deal. We got shafted. And I would agree with him. Let me continue reading. I'm going to continue reading here. If all these things are done here, that the E3 EU plus 3 will take all measures required to lift sanctions and will refrain from imposing exceptional or discriminatory regulatory and procedural requirements in lieu of the sanctions and restrictive measures covered by the JCPOA. So what they're saying is, if Iran can convince them within a couple of years that they're going to so-called play by the rules, and the United States gets Congress to pass the legislation approving this deal, and we lift the sanctions, that we are going to refrain from imposing exceptional or discriminatory regulatory and procedural requirements. So it means that we're not going to be tough on regulatory and procedural requirements. That's kind of like saying we're going to play by our rules. It's like Iran says, we're going to do this, and if you say that you don't like what we're doing, then we're going to say you're being discriminatory. And as soon as Iran says, well, I've got an issue here with you wanting to do our inspections, it seems like you've come too often. I mean, I kind of think that you're discriminating us. And what are we going to do? We're going to back down. We're sorry. We sure don't want to offend you, and we really don't want to mess up this deal, because this is President Obama's signature piece and how he's bringing peace to the world. So we got to try to make this stick together. So we're basically putting in outs for Iran. We're giving Iran so many different options on how they control this deal. I don't get it. Okay, let me keep going. Point 36 here. If Iran believed that any or all of the E3, EU plus 3, were not meeting their commitments under this joint operation, Iran could refer the issue to the Joint Commission for resolution. Similarly, if any of the E3, EU3 believed that Iran was not meeting its commitments under this joint commission, any of the E3, EU3 could do the same. So the Joint Commission would have 15 days to resolve the issue unless the time period was extended by consensus. Now, we all know here in the United States, whenever we have a deadline, it's not really a deadline. We want to have a certain deal done by a certain date, but hey, if we don't have it done, let's just extend it and extend it again and extend it again. And all of these delays benefit who? Iran. So they have 15 days to resolve the issue. After the Joint Commission consideration, any participant could refer the issue to ministers of foreign affairs. Okay, so who are these ministers of foreign affairs? Their interest. We're going to get into the interest here in just a little bit, but you'll see how it's all coming together. If it believed the compliance issue had not been resolved, the ministers would have 15 days to resolve the issue unless the time period was extended by the consensus or by consensus. Okay, so first, they file a complaint. So the Joint Commission has 15 days, or they can extend it. For how long? It doesn't say. It doesn't say that there is a maximum time for extension. Also, once it does get through there, so let's just say now it's 6 months later, and they finally have a resolution, now it goes to the ministers of foreign affairs, and they've got 15 days, unless the time period is extended by consensus. So now, let's say that's another 2 months. After the Joint Commission consideration, in parallel with, or in lieu of, review at the ministerial level, either the complaining participant or the participant whose performance is in question could request that the issue be considered by an advisory board, which could consist of 3 members. The advisory board should provide a non-binding opinion on the compliance issue within guess how many days? 15 days. If, after this 30-day process, the issue was not resolved, the Joint Commission could consider the opinion of the advisory board, for no more than 5 days in order to resolve this issue. If the issue still has not been resolved to the satisfaction of the complaining participant, and if the complaining participant deems the issue to constitute significant non-performance, then that participant could treat the unresolved issue as grounds to cease performing its commitments under this joint commission, in whole or in part. This is embarrassing. I'm embarrassed that this is the kind of deal that we are putting together. This shows weakness. This shows that we look scared, that we're going to bend over backwards for Iran. And for what? They want to kill us. They want to drive our number one ally into the ocean. They're current sponsors of terror, terrorist organizations. Okay, I'm going to keep on going. Let me take a look at my time here real quick. All right, we got time. Okay, so one of the things that somehow in this deal, of course, you know, they always say follow the money. There's a certain... And it's hard to really describe in a short period of time, and I've only read 60 pages. So what they're talking about are levels of enriched uranium. And at a certain point, you can enrich the uranium to the point that you can have nuclear-grade weapons. And under a certain point, which they consider to be 3.67% enriched UF6, or in parentheses, the equivalent in different chemical forms, they want Iran to maximize the amount of enriched uranium and heavy water to levels that are, we'll call, non-nuclear weapon grade. So they're not saying that they can't enrich it right up to the point, right below that level. They're actually encouraging them to do it. And why are they encouraging them to do this? Here it is. Iran will enter into a commercial contract with an entity outside Iran for the purchase and transfer of its enriched uranium stockpile in excess of 300 kilogram UF6 in return for natural uranium delivered to Iran. Here's the part right here that everyone needs to pay attention to. The E3/EU+3, these are the countries that are involved in this organization here, in this deal, including the United States, will facilitate, where applicable, the conclusion and implementation of this contract. Boom. Mic drop. Another line within this segment here says Iran will seek to enter into a commercial contract with entities outside of Iran for the purchase of fuel for the TRR, and I'm not real sure what that acronym is for, and enriched uranium targets. The E3/EU+3 will facilitate, as needed, the conclusion and implementation of this contract. We're starting to see what's going on here. This deal, this deal is all about money. It's all about money. It's had nothing to do with prohibiting Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. Iran's got tons of oil. They've got tons of oil. They can burn oil forever and never run out. Why do they need nuclear power so much? Why do they need to sell off their nuclear heavy water? Why do they need all these contracts around the world, what they call them, entities around the world? You know, another segment, and I don't have that quote, talked about the maximum amount of materials that Iran can have. But it said, but Russia, whatever Russia has in Iran, or whatever Iran is enriching for Russia, doesn't count. Doesn't count against their total count. So neither does any other country's stockpiles. Just Iran's, or just what Iran wants to claim. So if they're running over, they'll just say that it's Russia's or another country. And how do we know what's going on? Well, they're going to try to put inspectors in a region close to the facilities to the best of their ability. There is no guarantee, and it's not required or mandated.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the republic
for which it stands.
One nation.
One nation.
One nation.
Under God.
America has a rich history of faith.
Without God, there is a coarsening of the society.
We were born with Judeo-Christian beliefs.
The belief that the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God.
If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
We must protect religious liberties for all men. That's how we make sure that this country is not dismantled by those folks that want to completely eradicate God from our history and from our future.
We're seeing things that were unimaginable right here in the Capitol, literally erasing the word God from the structures here.
We need this kind of revival of people turning back to God.
It's not a Republican or a Democrat thing.
In God we trust. It's an American thing.
Join us and publicly display this motto.
In God we trust.
Join thousands of Americans in the Million Window Campaign and declare our national motto, In God We Trust.
It's our duty and responsibility to join together and unite.
One of the best things people can do is realize they can make a difference.
We are one nation under God.
Go to ingodwetrust.com today. Order your decal and display it proudly.
Let's again write In God We Trust on our buildings, in our classrooms, to combat the anti-God dismantling of our nation.
Say it and display it. In God we trust.
I want to get next to what we're calling, they call them the annexes. Document facts here about lifting the sanctions. Let me see if I can't find this here. Which sanctions would be lifted? Okay. The United States commits to cease the application of and to seek such legislative action as may be appropriate to terminate or modify to effectuate the termination of all nuclear-related sanctions as specified in sections whatever, whatever, and to terminate executive orders, and it lists 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 15 of executive order number, another set. So tons of executive orders canceled. What are these executive orders? I'm not sure. We need to do some more research. What are we saying that we're allowing? Okay, financial and banking measures. Sanctions on transactions with individuals and entities set out in Attachment 3 to this annex, including the Central Bank of Iran and other specified Iranian financial institutions, the National Iranian Oil Company, Naftaran Intertrade Company, National Iranian Tanker Company, and other specified individuals and entities identified as Government of Iran by the Office of Foreign Assets Control, certainly in certain designated individuals and entities on the specially designated nationals and block persons list, Comprehensive Iran Sanctions Accountability and Divestment Act of 2010, National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2012, sanctions, all these, Iran Freedom and Counterproliferation Act, et cetera, et cetera, all to be lifted. Also, sanctions on Iranian rial. Let's see here. Sanctions on provisions of U.S. banknotes. So the government of Iran. All of these sanctions, from financing, insurance measures, energy, petrochemical sectors. I just don't see it, folks. I don't know why gold and other precious metals, sanctions on associated services for each of the categories above, software and metals. The Obama administration wants to eliminate all these other trade measures. Check this out. The United States commits to allow for the sale of commercial passenger aircraft and related parts and services to Iran by licensing the export, re-export, sale, lease, or transfer to Iran of commercial passenger aircraft. Okay, so who's selling Iran commercial passenger aircraft from the United States? Who's behind all these deals, really? And these are for exclusively civil aviation and use. How can we control what they're going to use the planes for? Let's see what else. We're going to license the importation into the United States of Iranian origin carpets and foodstuffs, including pistachios and caviar. Caviar? United States represents that. That's for John Kerry right there. He's probably a pistachio and caviar eater. But the United States represents that the provisions listed in Section 4 above constitute the full and complete list of all U.S. nuclear-related sanctions. These sanctions will be lifted in accordance with Annex 5. We're giving Iran a free pass, and John Kerry did it under Barack Obama. This is a nation of people who don't want anyone to hold on. Here we go. I've got a caller. I am going to get to you here. Just hang tight. Let me finish my thought here. This is a group of people, this nation, Iran, hates our guts. They don't want us on this planet. We are preventing them. We're a Christian nation, the only place left on this planet that can defend itself and defeat this radical Islam movement. I do have a caller on the line. Last four of your phone number, 4777. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Rob. I'm calling from San Marcos, Texas.
San Marcos, in my hometown.
Man, yeah, that's
San Marcos Rattlers. Are they still called the Rattlers?
Yeah, they're still called the Routers.
Well, so what's going on in San Marcos tonight?
Oh, not a whole lot. I was just sitting here listening to everything that you were saying, and I found it really interesting. You just said something just now that you said that, you know, we're a Christian nation, and the question that your whole show is asking is if there's anything that America can do, I guess, you know, to get this whole thing with Iran to cease it or to stop it or whatever. And to be quite honest with you, this is my opinion. There's really only one thing that America can do, and that's that it needs to turn back to God. Bottom line. We can get all even into a big old debate about politics, but the bottom line is we need to get this country back to God. That's the one thing people don't want to talk about. Look what's happened in the past just few weeks and months, if you will. You know, the whole legalization of gay marriage. Christians are now starting to be looked at as terrorists because we speak our mind about what God is saying no to. And now Barack Obama goes and signs this deal and is basically told Iran, all right, here you go. Now you can attack Israel whenever you feel like it. Israel is God's nation. And anyone who lifts up arms against Israel, God don't like that, okay? So right now, this isn't a Christian nation, unfortunately. God is taking a hedge of protection away from this country, and people are not seeing it. Christians themselves are not seeing it. On Facebook, every day, I can't tell you how many Christian people that I know that have their little profile picture with that little rainbow and all this, you know, going on, and they're not getting it. They're not getting it.
Mm-hmm.
It's time true believers. I was just going to say, it's time for true believers that really believe in God, that have the love of Christ in their heart. I'm not talking about going out there and be judgmental and speaking hate. I'm talking about being out there and loving people. The true Christ follower, it's time for us to stand up, forget all this PC crap, call it like it is, let people know the reason why Christ died for us, and this nation needs to get back to God.
I will tell you this, and we don't have much time left, just a few seconds, but politicians destroy God.
Yeah.
And how do politicians get in office? They're elected by people who are uninformed and support the Democrats. And you know how many, you know what percentage of Hispanics supported Obama? 70%.
Yep.
So we all have to wake up as a nation, and
yes, we do
have to vote. I do appreciate your call, and another program. And thank you for calling in.
My name is Duke Machado.
Yes, my name is Duke Machado, and this is the Duke Machado Show, and we thank you for tuning in.
You are listening to War Radio. This is where we assassinate liberal lies with documented facts and obliterate moderate Republicans who want to join their side. We are America Radio.
Once my eyes were blind to the truth. I didn't know that there was another side of the story. I didn't know how to make an informed decision. I didn't even know what an informed decision really was. In 2007, I became aware of the other side. I became aware that I had been asleep to what was really happening around me and this country. Now, along with others here at War Radio, we fight on a daily basis to awake, motivate, and challenge those in office, whether they be liberal or Republican. We are here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grassroots American, libertarians, conservatives, constitutional conservatives, here wanting to make a difference. We need you to help us make that difference. Join us. Join our Teen Ninja Army today. Listen and share our shows. Without you, we would not be here.